They're trying to get 2 cents from a copper. It's time right now for Senior Constable Jess Phillips. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Sam and Ash. How are you?
Yeah, good, bud. Now, what's been happening in and around the crime scene of the Sunshine Coast for the last 48 hours?
Yeah, we've just, again, we want to encourage the public because we've just been seeing a bit of an increase in unlawful entry to motor vehicles. So basically, unlocked cars and then wallets and money and valuables are getting stolen from within the cars.
Yeah, right.
So we're just encouraging people to make sure they lock their cars, report anything suspicious you see. But also, we have anti-theft screws at the police stations and they're for number plates. So you can put them on once and then can't get them off without a special tool that we have at the station. So we really encourage people to pop into their local stations and pick them up, put them on their cars. Yeah.
Jess,
those number plates
you
are getting put on stolen cars, that's all. So we just want to keep them off the streets.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Hey, question. Is there a particular make or model of a car that is more susceptible to getting broken into than others? Because I remember I used to have an old Commodore. And it was an old VK Commodore and used to be able to slip a bit of that yellow tape down the side and get into the joint and you'd be able to pull the button up nice and easy. Are there certain cars that are more easy to break into than others?
Oh, good question, because I had a VL Commodore stolen back in the day as well, so a bit of rivalry between the VK. But I think what we see now is they're after the higher-end cars. So we see, I wouldn't say they're easier, but most thieves are getting access to the car keys themselves. So they're not having to break into a car. You know how last week I spoke about the remote controls being left in the car or the car being unlocked and then the second set of keys just handy somewhere left, really obvious in a house. So we're kind of gifting the car keys and they probably do target the higher end cars.
So something like my 2003 model Honda will be obviously a prime target for somebody who's wanting to scope out a new set of wheels.
I don't want people to think just because they don't have a valuable car that it's not valuable to them, though. So we do want to keep all the cars because at the end of the day, a stolen car on our streets is probably one of the most dangerous tools that we are giving people.
Absolutely.
So it's not even about the make and model. It's that car being they're dangerously driven. They're evading police, and they are on our streets where our loved ones are. So I want to keep as many stolen cars off the streets. That's our goal.
Jess, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
See ya. Bye.